What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I will be teaching you guys how to avoid fake news. So if you guys are tired of listening to fake news, here's how to avoid it. How do you know that the news you're consuming is accurate? Fake news is a term that has taken off in recent years. Most infamously during the 2016 US presidential election. There is a hot topic earlier this year, producing a citizen's guide on how to spot fake news online. You should go look it up. Bias news and sensationalism, disguised as journalism, hasn't been around for a long time, but has been amplified through the internet and social media. There's so much information today, and it's hard to decipher what's real and what's fake. It's become clear that the news we used to rely on, news that was supposed to be fact-based and impartial, is oftentimes no longer reliable. But the news is still important. A responsible citizen keeps up on what's going on, both here and abroad. But when there are so many news sources, how do you know which ones are legit and which ones to avoid? Here are some tips for avoiding actual fake news and ensuring that the information you're consuming is fact-based, accurate, and informative. 1. Pay for subscriptions. One of the reasons we're in this predicament is that the shift from analog to digital left many traditional news outlets. Outlets that have strict standards and ethics for publication unable to make money, as people came to expect the news for free. Our institutions start to crumble. But these days, most major news outlets have subscription options, so pick a couple that you like and shell out for a subscription. You're not only ensuring that you're getting actual news, but also helping bolster the institution of the independent press. You know, the cornerstone of democracy. Pay journalists. Another option that technology has given us is paying journalists directly. As an increasing number of traditional news outlets shutter their doors or reduce the amount that they pay, some journalists are choosing to strike out and do their work independently. Sites like Patreon let readers pay journalists directly, rather than paying the news outlet. You can also follow journalists on social media in order to figure out how and if there are ways to support their work. Don't get your news from newsfeed. What the name wouldn't suggest otherwise, it became very clear in the 2016 election. And since that Facebook's newsfeed isn't a reliable source of news, if you're going to interact with newsfeed, you have to play the role of journalist yourself by verifying everything you read before you share or believe it. Read a variety of sources. Another way to make sure you're getting real news is to read a variety of sources. See what different outlets are saying about the same issue. At this point, it's hard to argue that even the oldest news sources are actually impartial, but by reading multiple sources, you can figure out what's fact and what's biased. Be critical of free news sites. Many free news sites rely on contributors and on a dedicated staff of journalists. Those people are underpaid, overworked, and aren't held to the strict ethical standards of traditional or journalists. Well, it's fine to continue reading them, keep in mind that as you're consuming news. And remember, you can lightly verify any story that seems to suspect yourself. That's the beauty of the internet. The internet has made it possible for everyone to be a publisher. Because YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, anyone can publish and share news. Which is the cause, actually, why fake news goes around a lot. And the more that fake news go out, the more problem it will cause. The internet has made it possible for everyone to publish everything. And while that's brought us a lot of amazing things, it's also created an environment where fake news is real and consistent problem. But you, as a critical, intelligent human being that are listening to my episode right now, if you subscribe to my podcast, you are a critical, intelligent human being. If you're not, not so much. But you can make it up to yourself. If you subscribe, you'll become an intelligent human being for sure. Have the power to parse it out. You need to use it. By using a secure browser, you provide yourself a browsing that's not only safer, but also up to 4 times faster. Enjoy reading news without ads, using ad-free ad blocker, and catch up on what's important without worrying about being tracked. This is the end of my episode. Sorry, this is very short. But I'm sorry, today I have so many work I have to catch up on because since the school just opened. Jen, I would say thank you. Hit the like, subscribe, and share button. And I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.